relationship that's happening in the lesson that we hear today between Jesus and the Pharisees. So we are right at the beginning of Mark's story of Jesus that we hear this morning. Right at the beginning, chapter 2. In chapter 1, Mark has Jesus come right out of the gate. He's baptized. He spends his 40 days in the wilderness. And he comes out and he's immediately calling his 12 disciples. He goes to the synagogue, teaches with authority, casts out demons, heals a lot of people left and right, and word about him is spreading all over the place. That's chapter 1. And chapter 2, it continues. And as soon as he heals one person, instead of just saying, "You're healed," he says something like, "God chooses to set you free." At that moment, one of the scribes, Pharisees, that's nearby, sees this and says, "Wait a minute, you can't say that. Only God can say that." And without looking at the power that must be emanating through Jesus to be able to heal this man of an infirmity, the scribes are already bickering about whether Jesus should be allowed to say those words as he's healing this man. And they all agree he shouldn't, because that's against the rules. So Jesus keeps going. Later in the day, Jesus' disciples are walking through the grain fields. It's the Sabbath. There are very clear, strict rules about how far one is allowed, how far one is allowed to walk on the Sabbath day. Jesus and his disciples are breaking. More so, as they're walking the grain fields, he instructs his disciples to pick up grain, pluck it, and eat it. Also, against the rules, that's considered the work. Pharisees see this. They're not happy with it. And they criticize Jesus. They say, "Who are you? You can break the Sabbath." But then Jesus makes his way into the synagogue. And this is where he really throws down the gauntlet. He finds a man with a withered hand, and he invites the man forward. And then he looks at the scribes, and he says, "Tell me, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But they know there's only one answer to that question. And they don't want to lose the argument. So they say nothing. Say nothing. And Jesus says he was grieved at their hardness of heart. Grieving the hardness of heart of the Pharisees, he looked at the man and heals his withered hand. Now the thing that proves the gamesmanship here is that Jesus and his disciples, when they're walking through that grain field, they weren't starving. They could have waited a little while to have their dinner. When Jesus saw the man with the withered hand, he could have waited just a few hours until the Sabbath was over and healed him. But he was making a point. And the point that he was making is that the Pharisees were so convinced of their own rights that they were unable to see the presence of God right before their eyes. Have any of you ever been that convicted of your own rightness? Only to be proven wrong? As a parent, it happens all the time. But there's something about that hardens our hearts, to use that phrase of Mark's. Their hearts were hardened. They weren't allowed to see Jesus right in front of them. And the thing is, the Sabbath was made for the purpose of being able to set aside time so that you could not work, so that you could not fill your life with chores, so that you had a day in the week to just experience being in the presence of God. But to them, the Sabbath was all about the rule. Because nobody knew the rules like the Pharisees. And the question, the rules, was the question of their knowledge of it, it's the question of their very being. Could not allow that to happen. But the whole purpose of the story is to teach us what it means to soften our hearts, to be able to let God in. Earlier this morning, about 10 minutes before the 8 o'clock service, Kelly looked at those of us in the sacristy and she threw her arms in there and said, "Hey, it's ordinary time." Some of you, hopefully, we're thrilled about it. So, you know, it's ordinary time. This is baptism and fairness. So we're back to why. If you were to come to church at 8 o'clock this morning, all the hangings in here were green. Green symbolizes growth. We're going to invite you. The child's going to be baptized this morning. Hudson is right here. And white trumps green. But anyway, this is the time of the year. That's another sermon. Softness of their hearts to think maybe there's something about this person. how God then. And it's best all of what we do here today points us to God and softens our hearts. On the day that we are baptizing a new person into our community, let's remember what it is to be a people of God, people with softened hearts.